You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Well, good thing you put down your Fortnite and your, what's that other epic game called? I had it on the tip of my tongue. Well, there goes this intro out the window, kind of like this show we're about to review.
Were you thinking of Minecraft?
No, it's not Minecraft. There's another epic game that came out this year where it starts with a D. I'm going to look it up real quick. It's coming out on the Switch soon. It's out right now. It's a free-to-play game where you fight monsters. It's like Monster Hunter.
Is it like a shooty-stabby FPS game?
It is a shooty-stabby. Emphasis on the stabby. But it's you just hunt monsters. I want to say, it's not descaled. It's some Dauntless. I didn't even have to look it up.
Oh,
I promise.
Dauntless.
Yeah. So, pretend like none of the other stuff you just heard just happened. Okay. Good thing you put down your controllers from playing epic games like Fortnite and Dauntless to watch... What's this called?
The Last Kids on Earth.
The Last Kids on Earth. Good thing you stopped playing those games, because I don't know if you know this about this show, but... This was kind of about video games. Did you notice that? I feel like the people were maybe pandering a little bit. But before we get into that, I'm jumping ahead of the things. Welcome to a review with the squad of screens. My name is Julian. I'm joined here with Bradley. Say hello to the people, Bradley.
Hello.
People? Now that we're all on even terms and we know each other, let's dive right into this fecal matter. But before I give my whole opinion on it, why don't you give a little summary of what you thought this was about?
Well, it's about the whoa-ho, end of the world, and a kid named, I want to say Jake, because I remember it being a very generic name.
The names are irrelevant. It was generic white character with token friend who is not white. And then there is larger character who fits I don't know. There were so
the
many
trio,
video games.
Trio of kids.
Yeah, I guess it is a trio of kids and then becomes a quadrilogy of kids.
Right.
Eventually. Spoilers.
And hopefully if the... the show progresses, it'll get more, hopefully, interesting characters as it goes on with more stuff to do than sit around talking about how the world ended. One of my biggest pet peeves in a show about the world ending is how everyone sits around and talks about how the world's ended.
And they don't even tell you how it fucking happened.
Well, I think they were trying to get a mystery element, but it may be they are not. And
the only mystery...
notice.
Is how I was able to stay awake watching this garbage. I was
earned,
in shock watching this.
Yeah, you earned the stay awake through the first episode achievement. Good job, Julian.
Thanks. But the reason why I mentioned those games at the beginning of this is, I don't know if you noticed this, but the art style in this, it's awful, but it's very reminiscent of Fortnite. Did you notice that? And I'm not even being sarcastic. And the reason why I mentioned Dauntless is a game where you hunt monsters, kind of like the monsters in here and they look like the monsters in here. Like, that's probably the only nice thing I have to say about this, is I like the design of the monsters.
Yeah, the monster design's pretty fun. Multiple eyeballs, you know, big hulking ape-like, big teeth. They take the obvious things about multiple apex predators and kind of mash them together. And I actually enjoy that. That sounded like a negative thing, but, you know, that's what makes apex predators so cool. So yeah. good on that design.
Yeah, but the thing is that I don't really buy that that's their design. Like, it's a good design from Dauntless. Like, that video, like, if you Google that right now, man, and you see those monsters, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, they're exactly the same.
No, and I think it's a good design from stuff we've seen before 100 times and usually better. That's what
exactly. Yeah, sort of. Yeah. But the thing is that there's like a through line with the design of all the monsters. Like their shape is kind of similar in Dauntless, so they can reuse assets but make like, you know, stark variations to them so they can stand out and look different. Like they all have like a cat-like body. But, like, some of them will have, like, a shell on their back or, like, the face of an owl or something. And it's like, okay, that's weird. That's neat. This is a video game. That's fine. This is not a video game, though. This is a fucking TV show. And this is one of the most tedious, uncreative, most pandering I've ever seen on anything on Netflix. Like, ever.
It's up there with what you're saying. I don't disagree with you. But have you seen a lot of Netflix series that are just rushed out and forgotten about?
Oh, is that what you're saying is about to happen with this? Because they definitely put at least $6 into the animation. So I don't know if they're ready to lose that. They got to make their return, right?
I don't think it'll be that hard to get a return. I mean, they are only releasing one episode at a time, and they are promising huge voice names later on, such as Bruce Campbell, Keith David, Rosario Dawson, Mark Hamill. Not in this episode, at least not that I heard, but later on, if you keep watching, you might be able to hear them. We'll see.
I hate that my hero, Lord and Savior, you know, died for my sins, etc., Bruce Campbell is gonna waste his time with this. I don't know what they could do with the chin that would not make me pissed. Like when you say that, it's just like, yo, if they make Evil Dead babies out of this, like, I'm coming for you, Netflix. I know where you fucking live. I'm in LA. I know. Your name is on the building. I'm literally in the car on my way right now.
Well, work is work, right?
Yeah, I guess, man. But Bruce Campbell is just capable of so much more, and I just don't see why he would waste his time on this, because it's not even like they're trying to hide it. Like, I mentioned those two Epic games because I thought it was just, like, I really think that the producers, like, they definitely were like, all right, this is our angle, and let's go with that. But there's also some stuff in here that, like, some of the designs look pulled right out of, I don't know if you've played this game, it's called Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Yeah, I have, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, when they have that one character get a Gatling gun that shoots footballs, that is literally picked right out of Garden Warfare. And that ain't no fucking reference. That was theft.
Well, this series is based on The Last Kids on Earth by Max Brailer, a book series for children, I think from 2015. So that's why I think a lot of the writing seems a little dated. What did you think of the writing?
Someone wrote this shit?
In a novel with no pictures.
That's... Wow. I would be really curious what it was like in the book, because the dialogue in this is terrible. I laughed one time. There was one really creative joke, I thought, when they briefly mentioned something about the character's personality, you know, to, like, make their characters grow, so I have something to fucking latch onto and know about them.
What was it? Yeah, the part, you can spoil that. What was the joke?
Oh, I was definitely gonna full on spoilers. If you give a fuck, go watch it and then cry. But the part I liked was where they mentioned, oh, this is almost as scary as the time we made, or they were talking about the movie they made, which was the Attack of the Killer Yo-Yos. Yeah. And it did like a quick cut to of like a couple like different moments in their movie, and it's just like a bunch of yo-yos with angry faces on them swinging. I was like, look at that. I've never seen that before. Okay, yo-yos. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a fun Attack of the Killer Tomatoes joke, deep cut. Probably not. I'm probably projecting that, but you're right. That's pretty
good
gag.
You're projecting better ideas than this show had. But other than that, was there any moment that stood out to you with the writing? Because, like, this shit just felt like, I mean, I said this already, but it's fitting. It was tedious and repetitive. You know, like, it just felt like, all right, we did that scene, and now we'll do it again. And maybe another character will be there, but they won't really even say anything, so it doesn't even matter.
They'll fit some kind of trope, I'm sure.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of this particular type of genre of story. I'm kind of burnt out on the last of days, end of days, etc. I really don't like the fantasy aspect of it, how a lot of film, TV, and story has moved towards act morose and sad because it's the end of the world, but also, come on, you want to live in this society of no rules and only with your friends and living in the treehouse. But that's like, what you want, so
we've seen,
enjoy.
We've seen this concept of being,
for
you
years,
know, the
years
self,
and years, yeah.
But like specifically the self-aware post-apocalyptic.
Oh,
but like, we've seen it work, man. You know, like, not with monsters and zombies, but, you know, like, I don't have a lot of hope for Zombieland 2, the Yikes Strikes Again, but I think that the first Zombieland is like, that's what they should have really pulled from more, because that, you get to know those characters. There is some sort of sense of camaraderie, and there are a couple of twists and turns that they're predictable, but you like the characters, so you can kind of forgive it. And that is a well-written movie, in my opinion, compared to this, at least.
Well, I'm glad you said that. The thing this is missing most from that Zombieland formula, where an outcast loner has to survive in a world of his, you know, own rules. And Jesse Eisenberg is so charming as that awkward outcast. I don't know why this kid's an outcast other than he and Sissy is. But the zombie attacks they endure, they're just like, okay, everyone, quickly walk around them quickly. And one's almost going to get us. Oh, we got away. And I'm just baffled. Are we seriously not going to see any of these kids attack the zombies? What?
Dude, I'm going to say something gross here. The zombies in this show are more forced than dicks into butts in prison. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Like, this shit pisses me off. This is like the quintessential example of like, there's zombies, surprise. Like, at least have the decency to tell me that someone had a bad burger from a gas station, you lazy fox. Like, there's just so many holes in this. Like, I hate when I can't buy something like this, because it's such a fun concept, you know, and it's trying to have fun with you. But, like, the way that they try to build up to, what's it called, the moment with the car. Like, dude, 5 seconds into this, I was like, dude, get in a fucking car and run them over. But no, they had to build that up and show that was a character that had an idea. And I think this is just another example, and I'm going to have to be more careful when I sign up for these reviews, because this is not for me. This is for a child who was hit in the head with a fucking Fortnite pickaxe. Like, I really can't stand this shit, and it bothers me, and I hate that I have so much bad stuff to say about it, because, like, the first, like, 5 seconds, like, you know, they do the freeze frame thing, and they do rip off Zombieland there, where, like, you know, they have, like, stuff appear, and he's, like, looking at the details of the monster, but they run that into the fucking ground, and they do it in ways that are so uncreative, it just leaves you slackjaw. You're like, what?
Yeah, he was given information about something anybody could pick up with eyes. It was very strange. He's like, oh, there goes the blorf, I think they called it. The blorf, well, what's that? Well, it's big. And it has blue skin. Oh, and watch out for those giant teeth. And the character he's telling this to literally says, wow, thanks, that's good intel.
Oh, you know, I forgot one more good thing because I was thinking about the scene where he was fighting that monster at the beginning. The one other thing I liked, a design choice, after talking all this shit about their designs that they clearly stole, because they even look like the Fortnite art style, like everything about it.
I'm surprised they didn't dance more, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
Too close? Dude. That fringe on copyright?
Dude, episode 2, now I have to watch it, because if they dance in that, like... I'm coming for you, Netflix, with gasoline and fucking floss, if you know what I'm saying. But
no, I don't. Honestly, I don't think I do.
Oh, you know, like that dance move, flossing.
Oh no, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Gasoline and floss. Okay.
Sorry, but the one thing I wanted to mention, a design choice that I kind of like that came to mind. The lead character hits one of the monsters with his bat. And the tip of the bat breaks off, and he gets it circumcised, and it kind of starts to look like
just the tip, and it starts to look
like a sword after that. I was like, oh, looks like someone was inspired working on the props.
I'm surprised he didn't name it, though. He's supposed to be such a nerd. You think he'd call it like Batscalibur or something.
Well, then that would have to take effort from the writers to develop a character who is interesting and compelling. Why the fuck would they do that?
Let's jump into the final thoughts, man.
Oh, okay, yeah, for sure. But this is for children who who are getting early carpal tunnel in their hands and need to take a break from playing Fortnite. And they just want to do lines of Mountain Dew and Doritos. I give this, like, I don't want to say, like, a fuck you out of 10, but, like, man, go fuck yourself 3 times out of 10. Because I'll never, ever watch this.
It's a very generous review. Yeah.
But what about you?
Well, I signed up for this because I have kids. I'm going to see this eventually. They actually were like, done, and walked away from it maybe 10 minutes in. And I was sitting alone like, oh, crap, I have to finish this now.
Your kids pulled a Peter Griffin. Done.
Yeah.
Hands up, walking out the room.
But yeah, I don't think this was written by anyone who's played, at least recently, like actually played, like actually owns a treehouse. Or has a relationship with children or sons or daughters that play together. Because everything here was pandering, as you said, to the crowd of children that is obsessed with Fortnite. Like, this main character would jump out and be like, we did something! That's this achievement! We're achievement hunters! I'm like, what the shit is he even talking about? And my son's like, oh, in video games you get achievements, and...
Yeah,
I guess he thinks he's in a video game, and I'm like, well, that could be a neat twist, and my kids are like, that won't be a twist, Dad, and they just bailed on it, so I think it has no choice but to get better as it goes on. Oh, I hate, this is a trope from like the late 90s, where the female character shows up and is like, hey, I'm not a damsel. Like, well, show us you're not a damsel, don't just shout it at us every 5 minutes. Oh my gosh, and this main character so obsessed with her. I don't like relationships that end up happening because a loser can't get it through his head that a girl he's pursuing doesn't want to be his girlfriend, but that's clearly what's going to happen. Hate crap like that. I will say this is 3 monsters out of 10 contrived reasons that they exist.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like we're on the same page with this. I made that point, like the whole achievement thing, that's definitely like them trying their best to do the rules of, their twist on the rules of Zombieland. But, like the rest of this, they failed!
They're just missing, you know, it's Netflix. Come on, guys, amp it up. You know, there's more violence in Pixar and Disney cartoons.
You know,
you don't just push a zombie over and say, he's down, push over zombie, achievement achieved. And, you know, they talk like that. And I'm I don't ever like bashing voice acting, but clearly a lot of these are young kids or teenagers. Give them better direction than, "Oh, hell, I'm always being watched, so I gotta talk like this." Like, really?
It could just be bad direction, but I'd have a hard time blaming the actors just because this writing is so bad. Like, it is so bad. This is like six scenes of the same exact thing over and over again. The point of this review, if you're still listening, what you should gather from this is fuck Netflix, they're dying, go watch Undone on Amazon. You're welcome. You go.